Blog Talk Radio.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the king? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine. For me, I can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus?
Many can imagine bowing down at Jesus' feet. How about beholding his face? How about him saying, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Oh, God, what a wonderful experience that will be. Amen. Once again, we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. I could listen to that song all day. It does something to me. I guess I'll say, well, every song does that to her, yes, when it has significance, when you can identify with the experiences that they sing about. Some people are in it just to make money, so, you know, they just throw something together. But when that song is anointed and God has given a gift to a man or a woman or a child, even a boy or girl, to deliver it under the anointing, I tell you, that's what destroys yokes, people of God. The anointing destroys yokes. Amen, amen. So we welcome you once again to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Amen. We have been having a marvelous time on this line. I tell you, I'm so happy and so thankful that God has privileged me to have this awesome opportunity to come and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with each and every one of you. We're here Monday through Fridays at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Many of you all know our mailing address is still P.O. Box 5702, and that's in Stockton, California, at 95205. We invite you to visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. You can listen to these messages in their entirety. Invite someone to come on the line. Amen. And even if they're working or they're busy, they can go back into the archives and listen to these anointed, powerful messages. Amen. The scriptures say there will be no excuse. Okay? You're inexcusable, oh man. That's what it says. Whomsoever you may be. So we have to be careful, people of God. We have to walk circumspectly, amen, and we have to examine ourselves each and every day. So we're excited about today's broadcast, amen. We're excited about what God is doing. I'm going to Mother, before I go to Mother, I'm going to ask Minister Democrat to open up with a word of prayer for us on today. And then I'm going to see if Deborah is ready, if she's able to minister in song for us today before we bring up our speaker. Amen. And God is just going to do an awesome thing on today as the woman of God comes to share the word with us today. Again, we're talking about the priceless gift of a mother, the priceless gift of a mother. So with no further ado, we're going to ask Minister Democrat, God bless you, man of God, to open up with the word of prayer.
Amen, amen. In the name of Jesus, we're asking everybody, amen to God, that's listening, amen to God, to go with us in prayer. Find you a place. Amen. Amen. If you got to get on your knees, amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you just got to close your eyes, wherever you at, amen, go in prayer with us. Amen. Asking, amen, to continue to put your shoes on. Amen, amen. You might have had a crazy day today, but in the name of Jesus right now, we stand with you. Amen. You're going to be able to walk when you couldn't walk before because your feet are still shod in the preparation of the gospel. Amen. So put on your shoes. We're about to pray in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. Amen. Amen. Amen to God. Amen. This is some terrain, amen, that people are walking through, that mothers are going through. Amen. That's tuning into this call, God. Amen. The mothers are going through, oh God. Amen. 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 There's rocky territory that they've walking over the past few months, oh God. There's rocky territory, oh God. Amen. Amen. But this prayer, oh God, they got their shoes on, God. They begin to cover one another. In the name, oh, somebody is praying right now. Hallelujah. Eyes still closed. Somebody's still on their knees in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God, begin to raise this right hand and begin to thank God for the things, amen to God, that he's already did. Hallelujah. Amen to God. As we go into prayer, Lord, hallelujah. We enter into gates with thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you. Somebody is thanking them right now, God. We create an atmosphere, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We thank you for the things that you already done. And while you're doing that, if you can just lift your other hand and begin to praise God for what he's going to do today. Amen. Lord, I thank you prophetically. Hallelujah. Lord, what you're going to do today, I thank you. Begin to speak over your life. Wherever you at, amen, I've got something that God is going to do for you today. Start thanking him in advance. Hallelujah. I thank you in advance, oh God, for giving me victory over that. Whatever it is, in the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody praying right now. Somebody eyes still closed and both their hands are in the air as we praying. We touching and agreeing with somebody right now, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for what you did with this hand. And Lord, with this hand, I thank you for the things that you're going to do. And God, right now, bless the speaker on today. Hallelujah, God. Oh, somebody praying right now. Activate inside of her, God, something that I need to hear today, God. Activate a rhema word. Oh, come on, somebody. If you ain't praying right now, you won't get no rhema today. Hallelujah, because dependent on your prayer is going to activate something out of the woman of God. Oh, somebody praying right now. Hallelujah. Somebody is rocking right now. Hallelujah, because God is activating something in you right now that's going to bless the woman of God. We speak it in the name of it. Bless the speaker, oh God. Cover her in the name of Jesus. Every word that come out of her mouth, oh God, let it be a word for somebody, God. Let it be prophetic, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we speak it. Oh, come on, somebody praying in your car right now, in your house, in front of your computer right now, on your phone right now. Hallelujah. Somebody is speaking right now. God, activate something in this woman of God. Amen for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what you're speaking, amen to God. Hallelujah. It will come to pass. Hallelujah. I believe, oh God. Come on, somebody saying, I receive it, oh God. Because God is going to speak something through this woman of God. I receive it, God. Hallelujah. I receive it. We speak this right now. There'll be no backlash, no retaliation, but in your house. Because you prayed this prayer, amen, that God begin to activate something in you. Even now, as she is preaching, you will yet be being delivered. As she's preaching, you will be healed. As she is preaching, amen, God will give you word of knowledge. We speak this in the name of Jesus. We cover the line right now in Jesus' name, not by power nor by might, but by his spirit and by the words that came out your mouth. Activation is about to take place. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Rhema word. Rhema, rhema, rhema. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And somebody said, Lord, I thank you. And amen. Hallelujah. I receive that, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I receive that, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless, Lord. Bless, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Give him glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, activate, activate, God.
Give glory. Hallelujah. How many know that Jesus told Peter, he said, Simon, Simon, Satan desires to speak to you as we say,
hallelujah.
But he
come
said,
on,
I've
come on.
I've already prayed for you. Amen. He said, I've already prayed for you. That your faith, how you don't
Jesus,
see
Jesus,
it.
Jesus,
that
Jesus,
your
faith. That's right.
Will not
hallelujah, 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 Lord. Jesus,
fail
Jesus,
not.
Jesus.
How many are praying today that their faith fail not? Amen, amen. Sometimes, hallelujah, when you receive bad
Jesus,
news,
Jesus,
disappointing
Jesus
news, and disturbing news.
My
Amen.
God, my
you
God.
You want to get and crawl into a corner. Hallelujah. You
my
hide.
God, my God.
Fear of depression try to overtake you.
Jesus,
you said it's
Jesus,
nothing
Jesus.
You have done. Hallelujah.
All
and
right.
When you receive a report that's not pleasant, amen, amen, it can be your brother, it can be your sister, it can be one of your family members. It does something to you. I don't know that they're fine.
Hallelujah. Anyhow, thank you, God.
That scripture is encouraging me today. That Jesus told the disciple Peter, he said, Simon, Simon, Satan is thy. The sick you have. How many know the devil is going to and fro? He's as a roaring lion. He's
my God, my God. Help us, Lord.
Hallelujah. You can wake up feeling happy, and midway through the day, you'll get some disturbing news. There you don't know about fire. Or you'll
my God, my God, my
television.
God.
And you'll hear something devastating on the news. How many know that we can't let nothing distract us this hour?
All right.
Man, we can't let nothing distract us this hour. We have to keep our eyes on Jesus. He said, when you hear wars and rumors of wars, hallelujah, guess what? You got to look up, baby. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just here, amen, to open up today. And we're going to go to Mother Charity, amen, and see if Deborah's ready. And she's going to render a song for us. And then we're going to bring this mighty woman up, woman of God up today. Amen. I've known her. Amen. She and I have a beautiful relationship. She's the sweetest, sweetest young woman you ever want to meet, a pastor. Amen. You know, the Bible said in Jeremiah that he would give us pastors according to his own heart. Amen. You have to have the heart of God to be a pastor. Hallelujah. And this woman of God has God's heart. Amen. She has a love and she has a compassion for God's people. Amen. So we're going to go briefly to Mother Charity. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you all as well today. Hallelujah. We give all glory and honor to the Lord today. Amen. For he's certainly worthy of all praises. Yes, my daughter, she's downstairs on the extension, and so she can talk and she can hear everything that you all are saying. Praise the Lord. And so she's on there, amen, to give praise unto the Lord, amen, in song today. So you all pray for her.
Is she on the same line, Marvel?
Praise the Lord.
So you can hear her now. She's talking.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear her?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship thee. Oh, my soul, rejoice.
And what you hear, and let it
Amen.
Ah, Jesus. Woo! Go ahead. You can hear another chorus. Go, go, go right ahead. Hallelujah.
Zion is calling me to a higher place in praise. Stand upon the mountain. Let us magnify his name.
Charity's daughters, and she's on the line. She don't say much, but she's on the line just about every day with Mother Charity. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is a great God.
He is.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
I marvel at the gifts that he has given to us.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We bless the Lord today. We have quite a few calls. I'm working this switchboard along today. We got about 16, 17 callers on the line.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But I just believe that God has anointed this woman of God that's coming, and we're going to act. Her daughter, Sister Leslie, a beautiful young woman, and this is her daughter, Pastor Beatrice's daughter, and we're going to ask her to just introduce her mother to us today. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Sister Leslie. Ah, glory.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, okay. My name is Leslie Priest. And I would like to introduce Pastor Beatrice Martin. She's the she was called to ministry at the age of 15. And being young and called out, she endured many trials, which led her to the city of San Francisco, California. When she reached San Francisco, she began to minister to women at Victory Outreach Women's Home, in which she ministered there for 3 years and became a church builder and was sent out to Portland, Oregon. She returned to California after finding out her son had been murdered in the streets of Oakland, and she wanted to be close to her only living child. She became known after that as the pastor with the bullhorn in the streets of Sacramento, proclaiming the gospel to the lost and to those who stayed in urban areas. She would quote and rap scriptures in the Bible to appeal to the youth and those low in spirit. She would sing the names of the Bible as if it was an anthem, and the kids grew to love her. She later connected with her spiritual mother, Barbara Bridges, who poured into her life greatly. She believed in the vision and joined Restoration for Life Ministry. After she took pastoral classes and was licensed, She followed her passion for women youth, and God gave her a vision, hidden treasures with a passion for Jesus Christ. She began to bring hurting women into her home and hide them in the secret place of God, bringing them back with the power of Jesus to full restoration, only to glorify God. She is now the pastor of Restoration for Life Ministries 2, located in Stockton, California, and the owner and founder of Hidden Treasure Women's Home, Women's and Men Home. She is currently discipling future leaders of today and raising up an army to take Stockton, California back from the hands of the enemy. Her theme is a church with no walls, and to evangelize in the streets of Stockton, California, she does this daily. She's a well-known spiritual leader and believes that churches coming together will only fulfill the will of God. I'd like to introduce my pastor, my mother, my friend, means so much to me, Pastor Martin. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. The song,
Hallelujah.
Bless me. The words my daughter spoke, bless me. Evangelist A.J. Menard, you have been a blessing to me. And everyone with their prayers and just even coming on the line has been a blessing, not only to me, but also to the members in my church and to the women and the men that are in the home as well. And I want to say thank you so much. It was a blessing that I met you, and through our meeting you, I met very other wonderful people in my life through you, and I just want to tell you thank you. I met your God. I met a lot of other people, Evangelist B. I met a lot of other people that has been a blessing and a tremendous blessing in my life, who now I call my sister, my godmother, people that I love as well. Amen. I just want to say, before I get started, I just want to take time out and give God all the glory and just praise and magnify God for what he's doing, not only just on these lines, but through our lives today. I just want to celebrate God for being the creator of the earth. I want to celebrate it because for it was God that created Eve, that was our first mother, amen. And I just want to take time out to celebrate him, because as I began to study on Eve, it began to just literally blow my mind. I began to find out that she had three names. She was called woman, she was taken out of man, and she was created to fulfill. And I began to find out that woman means manness, and Eve, her husband, they were both called Adam, male and female. He called them Adam. And then I began to search and find out that God made them one flesh and gave them one name. And that's how man and wife became unity in marriage. And I began to find out that the name Eve was given after her transgression. And Adam called his wife Eve, and she was called the mother of all living. And I began to find out that God, she was called the mother of all living because she had a function and a destiny to multiply and replenish and refill the earth. And today, I just was thanking and praising God for how, even though she got tricked by the enemy, how through her sin came in the world, but then God made her a promise that through the seed of another woman, which is Mary, that seed will be bruised and that salvation will come into the world. So when I look at Eve, I see us all. I see Eve in all of us. Amen. But I was just beginning to pray and thank God for his creation, for how he created her. It was just miracles taking place, and God was telling me that my miracles are still taking place today. He said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. How the miracle of her being created. She was the first woman. She didn't have a mother. She wasn't a baby. She was born full-grown woman, and that's a miracle in itself, and she came out of the man. And I began to just tell God, you are awesome. And I began to continue to read and find out that she sinned against God, but God forgave her. And through her forgiveness that God brought her being asking God for forgiveness for her transgressions, how God created Mary to come and be a blessing to us with Jesus. So I just begin to praise God for the mothers. I praise him for Mary being the carrier, Christ's mother. I just begin to just thank God as I begin to search out, where did it start from? Where did it come from? who was the first mother, amen? And God began to just give revelation after revelation, how we as mothers, Mary's a mother, we can find Mary in all of us. Mary had a quiet spirit. She had self-control. She had, she was silent. She always worked behind the scenes. She was shaking iniquity just like us. She had a flaws in her fairness because she knew that Christ was not only in the world just for others, but to be her Savior. And I'm just beginning to praise God for Christ being my Savior today, because now today I can be a mother, where in time past I wasn't a mother. I didn't even know how to be a mother. But I began to praise and thank God for saving me up and cleaning my life and turning my life around and filling me with his precious Holy Ghost and allowing me to be a mother again. Because of all that sin that I was in, I was addressed with a lot of other names. I was called a lot of other names, anything but mother. Amen. But today, it's a blessing to hear my daughter call me her mother. And I just give God all the glory on that. Coming out of Proverbs. The 31st chapter, starting at verse 10. Amen. It says, who can find a virtuous woman, a wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food to the household and a portion of provides food to her household and a portion for her maid servant. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you for your word going forth on today. Lord God, I ask that you will use me as a vessel of honor for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. This writer is Solomon, and he's asking, he says, who can find a virtuous mother? Who can find? He's asking a question. Who can find a virtuous mother? This mother, who can find this mother? This mother that's in position. To find something means to be in position. To find means to locate. To find means a place, or a person, or a thing, in a movement, or a situation, or a condition that relates to a circumstance. He asks, who can find this virtuous mother? And even as he asks the question, she can be found. This virtuous woman can be found in a household. This virtuous woman can be found in a prayer line. This virtuous woman can be found in her living room. This virtuous woman can be found walking down the streets in the supermarket and in the store. Who can find her? And he began to symbolize her as a merchant ship. He begins to say she is a merchant ship. And this, in him symbolizing her as being a merchant ship, this merchant ship describes a mother as a price that is far above rubies. She is priceless. Rubies are beautiful. Rubies are just some beautiful, and they're valuable. But he's saying that this precious ruby is far above that. Then he began to place her as a merchant ship. And we all know that merchant ships must have a price. But he's saying this virtuous mother, this woman has got to be a Christian mother, because he realizes that even though this merchant ship, he calls her a merchant ship because mothers are like merchant ships. And he said, and this merchant ship has a pilot, and this pilot is Jesus Christ. And this pilot on this merchant ship is the pilot of the mother's heart that stayed lit through her prayer. This merchant ship is guided with a compass. In the natural, we know that a merchant ship, they're guided with a compass, by a North Star. But this mother that they're calling a merchant ship, this true Christian mother, guides her life and honors her by the word of God. Her life is guided through God's word. She speaks God's word. She prays God's word. The word is her compass when trouble rises in her life and in her children's life and in her God children's life and in her spiritual children's life and in her husband's life and in her family life. She pulled out her compass, and which is Jesus Christ. And this merchant ship brings precious cargoes. And this is a mother that's saying, I got precious cargo. I got cargo all over the world. This mothership has cargo all over the world. And these are souls. These are jewels. They are precious. They are priceless. And this mother says, I'm on this ship, and I know Jesus is the captain, and we got to go get this cargo. There's cargo all over the world, in different lands, in different nations. But mothers all over the world are praying to the captain of the ship, which is Jesus. This mother wants to go and get this cargo so she can go and tell them, your riches and your wealth ain't out there in the world, but your riches and your wealth is in Christ Jesus. This mother wants this cargo. She prayed for God to go get this cargo, whether this cargo belongs to her, whether this soul is not hers or not. She might not even talk to him and don't even know him, but she's praying for God to go get these souls and so that that she can pray the blessings of God into their life, the blessings from heaven, because the blessings of the Lord make it rich and addeth no sorrow.
Jesus. Yes.
Out there in the world, there's a lot of things that different children can get caught up in, whether they are spiritual children, whether they are natural children, or whether they're children that she don't know about. She's praying for them. But then we also know that a merchant ship can endure a storm. So this mothership that's called the merchant ship, she can endure storms. How? Because she went through the storms of life, and she knows what it is to go through storms. And she knows that Jesus is on that ship, and he is the captain of the ship, and that through that storm that he will protect her, he will keep the storms. Storms are not a threat to her, because are her children, are those that she prayed for, because she knows that Jesus is in control of the storm.
Come on.
And then this mothership, she knows she's not just sitting there. She's active. She's active and well-stocked for the long journey. She's well-stocked with fasting. She's well-stocked with prayer. She's well-stocked with the word of God. She's well-stocked with
Jesus, huh?
She's well stuck, and she knows she's got to be well stuck because she's got a long journey. Not only is she living for herself, but she's living for others. She's living
Come
for
on.
Her children. She's living for her children's children's children. She's got to be well stuck for her loved ones. She's got to be well stuck for her family so they can come to her, so they can pull. Oh, my God. She knows that she has a long journey, but this Christian mother always is on duty, always there to bless someone and encourage and to comfort and to exalt and to lift up, whether it's her daughter or whether she's her child or not. She looks at all of God's children as a daughter, and she's ready to bless them. She's ready to encourage them. She's ready to uplift them. She's ready to let them know that Jesus is the captain of the ship, and there's no storm that you can take care of in your life. She is the mothership. And then this mothership always head for harbor to unload her cargo. This Christian mother, this mother with the priceless gift of love, this Christian mother knows that the ship is coming into the harbor because she's
Come
been
on.
Praying, and she knows that God is pulling her children in, that God is going to get them wherever they are. She's praying. She seeks to bring them around her into our harbor. What's the harbor? It is a place of safety. It is a place of security. It is a place of refuge in Christ.
Come on,
Jesus.
You preach it.
So when they come and she sees the ship pull up, she's right there waiting on them. I want to bring them to a place of safety. Yeah, I know you was out there in the world. Yeah, I know you was out of the safety zone. But now it's time to come where there's safety, where there's security. You're not going to find it in drugs and alcohol. You're not going to find it in a man. You're not going to find it out there. But you're going to find it in Christ Jesus. So she wants her children to be prepared, because not only do storms come, but the high seas are coming too.
Come on, come on.
But I want you to know there's some high seas that are going to come your way.
Oh,
that's going to knock you off the ship. But you've got to stay on board, my son. You've got to stay on board, my daughter, and continue to let Jesus be the pilot of the ship, because he knows where to steer you. He's qualified to steer his ship through any storm. Hallelujah.
Mm.
So this mother that seeks to bring him around to the harbor and to the security and safety of Christ, she sees the high seas before they even get there. Her children are seeing, but she sees it. And she loves them. And she tells them, there's a wave that's going to take you out of here, my God. She tells them. How does she see it? Because Jesus is the captain of the ship, and she goes to him and pray. And the pilot lets her know that a storm is coming. The high seas are coming.
Woo!
Hallelujah. And this symbolic mother that he's calling a merchant ship, keeps nothing from them. She lets them know. She carries. She cares about others. She doesn't hide things from them. She reaches their destination. She's trying to get them to their destination. You know, merchant ships, just keep nothing. They unload.
Mm.
They don't keep nothing. They have to drop it off. What they carry is for others. And what she's carrying is for others. She knows it's not for her. That's why she presents her body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable.
Come on,
which
now
is her reasonable service. So she knows that everything she's carrying inside of her is not for herself. The goods that she got inside of her, God, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, the gift that's inside of her, the Holy Spirit, these gifts that she's carrying inside of her. She knows she's got to unload them so God can reload. She knows she's got to unload so it can benefit others. This Christian mother, this mother that's priceless, this mother knows she's unselfish. She wants to sacrifice her life. She spends time in enriching others. She spends time in praying for others. She spends time bringing out the best in others, telling them about how good they are, telling them about the gifts they got. She surrounds herself around people that are wounded so she can unload. Unload that Jesus loves you. Unload that there's nothing too hard for God. Unload that you can be a mother. I raise
my
kids. You can do it. Yeah, you've been through the storm, but I'm here to tell you can make it. This mother encouraged not only her own children, but other children, because she knows that there's an enemy of their soul out there. She knows that there's an enemy that comes to sink them and snatch them off that boat and want to drown them. She knows that the enemy is harassing them. She knows that there ain't a circumstance that God can't bring her children through. So this mother, this symbolic, this word that he used as a mother, the mothership, this mother, this queen, my God, this queen, this mother that is after God's own heart, wants her children to be after God's own heart. So this mother intercedes. This mother prays. This mother understands what it means when Solomon says, who can find
a virtual mother.
So this mother knows that she had the same conditions out there in the world, out there in the club, out there on the street. She was out there, but because Jesus was the captain of the ship, he went and
picked
her up. She knows she used to be a cargo. She didn't know the fact, my God. He went and picked her up, took her from her condition to her position, and he's asking, who can find them? Will you go out there and find those mothers that are wounded, those mothers that are hurting, those mothers that those precious jewels that work above everything, those precious jewels that are priceless,
come on,
those diamonds I got jewels out there. All I need you to do is get on the ship and start praying, is get on the ship and start interceding, is get on the ship and start crying out to me for those mothers that are out there that suffer from different conditions. I could put them in that position like I put you in position. Position for what? Position to be blessed. Hallelujah. Position to know who they are. If you can find them, tell her that God needs her. Tell her that I need her. God is saying, if you find them, I want you to down, that I need them to get in that position, that I need to go find where that location is. If you don't know where they're living, then you can find out where they're living.
Yes,
hallelujah. He's telling us, Lord, there are mothers out there that are wounded, doesn't have to have an age on him. And here's this is Solomon crying out, who can find this virtuous woman that has wisdom, sitting at home, reading the Bible, not giving it out, but wisdom in action, my God. And out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Who can find this virtuous woman? If you can find her, tell her, I need her. Tell her that it ain't a condition or a circumstance that I can't fix. Tell us, I need her to get in position because the enemy is trying to dispose her. And I need her to get in position. And I need her to be a mother, to get on the mothership, that merchant ship where Jesus is the pilot, my God. She's been letting a lot of things lead her, but I am the pilot of that ship. And I want to lead her through every storm, through every situation and circumstances she's been going through. So this mother is a praying mother.
This mother
is a mother that gives wisdom. This priceless mother is a mother that encourages. This priceless mother is a mother that prays. This priceless gift that you can't pay for her prayers. You can't buy her wisdom. You can't buy her prayers. You can't buy her. This mother, this virtuous woman that gets down on her knees and prays, that gets up and says, she also rises while it is yet day. This tells me that she gets up early because she's concerned for others. She gives herself to care for others. So she has to get up early in the morning.
Hallelujah.
Even though she knows that Jesus is the pilot of her ship, even though she knows that Jesus is the anchor that holds, she gets up and she prays that God would fill the water for her children today. God, fill the water. Let the water be peaceful today.
Yeah,
because there's lots of raging waters out there. But God, because you are the shepherd, God, she gets up in the morning and she prays. She prays for her children. She prays for her household. She intercedes for others. She's not worried about herself because she knows that she intercedes and prays for others that God is going to bring the harbor in, that God is going to bring them treasures in, that God is going to bring them jewels in, that God is
going to
bring those diamonds in the rough in. She knows that everything through her prayer that Jesus is constantly going out and bringing the and bringing them ships. He's constantly going out on the ship and bringing the cargo in. That cargo, and then that cargo comes to the harbor. And that's where she meets women in church. Meet them in the motion. Wherever he goes,
come on now.
It might be in front of your house. It might be in the grocery store. It might be at the hair shop. Wherever the pilot drops that cargo off, you've got to embrace them. You've got to tell them. Time to leave your position and get into position. This mother is a loving mother. This mother is praised by her children, spiritual children, natural children. She's praised by her husband. And if she ain't got no husband, she's praised by the husband there. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And they honor her. Why? Because she extends her hand to the poor. She's not just wanting to get this harbor in to make money and get money. No. She wants to get this harbor in so she can feed the poor. So she can listen to the hurting people. Verse 20 says, she extends her hand to the poor. She reaches out her hand to the needy. She is not afraid of snow or a household, for all her household is clothed and scarlet. She knows that the blood of Jesus. She knows she's not worried about her household. She knows the blood of Jesus over her household. And it goes on down, and it says in 22, she makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple.
She knows
she's a royal priesthood. She knows that she's an heir to the throne of God. She knows that she's a peculiar people. She knows that she's royal. Purple represents the royalty in her, the God in her. And her husband is known at the gate. When he sits among the elders of the land, she makes linen and garments and sells them and supply ashes for merchants. She's making this, but it's not for herself. It's for all those around. She wants to be blessed so she can be a blessing.
God, hallelujah.
And honor is her clothing. You may look at the outward appearance, but God is looking at our heart. Strength that comes from God. Honor that comes from God. And strength, and knowing that I can do all things through Christ, which gives me strength. She gets up in honor because she knows she has already honored the King of And she knows that the King is holding out his scepter to honor her death. She knows because she knows God takes all the glory in her life. And in return, she rejoices in times to come. Because she knows that God took me through that time. He'll bring me to this time. I'm not going to wait for it to happen. I'm going to praise him before it happens. Because it ain't a time that God didn't bring me through. It ain't a time that God didn't bring me out this month. She knows. She opens her mouth. Solomon says, and when she opens her mouth, wisdom comes out of it. We ain't always open our mouth and wisdom came out of it. But now that we're with Jesus, and now that we're walking with the Lord, he gives us wisdom. Wisdom comes from reading words. Wisdom comes from our trials and our tribulations. Wisdom. And he gives us wisdom so we can share this wisdom with the lost souls. So she is praised. It says on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idols. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many daughters. It says, many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Many, but you excel them all. Charm and deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she is to be praised. Give her the fruit of her hand. Come on and praise her for what she's done. Come on and let her own work praise her in the gate. She knows that ain't but one man is worthy of the praise.
Come on now.
God is praising her. Because why? Because after he brought her out of her condition, she took her position. And she knows that she has a destiny to fulfill. And she knows what she's called to do. She knows that she's called to be a loving mother. But to her children's children, to other women that are out there hurting, she knows her calling.
God have mercy.
It's like a merchant ship, the mother ship. Praying for God to bring the cargo in. What I want to say is, I love God. I love my mother. All of my life, God brought me up with mothers in my life. My godparents was Reverend Burns and Miss Burns. God has constantly brought spiritual parents into my life. Women that travailed and prayed with me, the mothers in the church. I love the mothers. That's why I believe I had a job taking care of elderly women. Because if it wasn't for them, where would I be? But God always brought spiritual parents that poured into my life, elderly women, young women, but the mothers. Made me carry, made me pray, prayed with me till I got the Holy Ghost. Prayed me out of my situation. Prayed me till I got fornicated.
prayed me until I stopped committing adultery. Prayed me through it. Told me to give him up. Prayed me through. Prayed me through. When they saw me, they wore all the clothes. Those clothes that I wear. I ain't ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God.
Come on.
When I was out there homeless, walking the streets, being a prostitute, when they took my clothes off, all that old gray clothes off of me, told me who I was in Christ Jesus. My God told me that everything I was called, everything but a mother, told me who I was in God. God changed my life. And now I'm one of those mothers that left the condition and now that's standing in position. Standing in position to tell them.
In position.
No, I wasn't always a mother. Yeah, I my baby all of my life. And when God gave me back my baby, I became a mother to many mothers. I want to leave this on your heart. To those who lost their mother. Isaiah 66, verse 13 says, as one who mothers will comfort, so I will comfort you. God is saying, I will be your comforting mother this time and season. Mother's Day. To me, Mother's Day is every day. It's not just one day out of the month. I get mad at my brothers and sisters because out of all six of them, I'm the only one, the baby girl, that take care of her mother and go see about my mama. Because when I was out there, my mama always asked me when I was stranded, how do you want to get home? Where do you need a bus? Do you need a plane? Where are you at? My mama always cried for me. My mom was always there for me. And that is the priceless gift of a mother. It's her love that my mother had for me. Even when I was out there doing wrong. Even when I was out there in my sin. Even when she kept giving me words of wisdom and I kept turning my back on her. Birds of a feather flock together. I ain't gonna never do that. I ain't gonna never be this or that or that. My mother knew the jewel that I was. She knew that one day she never gave up on me. And she had taken up on her other five kids. So in return, I'm blessed my mother. Because she only did one and I always love her. Yes, I gave her bad times. But now I'm giving her all the good times, everything that God put in me. All the love, everything that God. I wasn't ready to be a daughter then. I wasn't ready to be a mother then. But now I can be a mother. And there are mothers out there. And I want to thank God for all, for the godmothers, for the grandmothers, for the me moms, the Medeas, for the big mamas, for the nannies, for the mamas. So the mother, I want to say happy Mother's Day to you. And that all the names that I just called are the sweetest names I know. First, Jesus is. Next to that, Mama is. And I love my mama. And I thank her for the priceless gift of love. And I thank Jesus for his God, for his priceless gift of love. Jesus. Mary knew he was a priceless gift. And that gift was given to all of us as mothers. Now we have to draw from the gift in the time of need. He's there for us. This gift that was a baby is all grown up. And now he's the pilot of your ship. He's the captain of the ship. We have to go and get the cargo and reach out to those lost souls and be a blessing to them. So I celebrate all the mothers on this line, including my daughter, I celebrate her. I celebrate you, Evangelist Tier. I celebrate you, Evangelist Bernard. I celebrate all the mothers on the line. I praise you for your labor of love will not go unrewarded. You are a priceless gift that can't be bought. You are the gift that was bought with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hey,
we have to share with others. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That was a word. That was
thank
a
you,
word.
Lord.
That was a word. Hallelujah.
Thank
bless
you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God gave her that. God gave you that word today, Pastor Beatrice. God gave you that word. Hey, it almost saw ya.
Thank
God
you, Lord.
Gave you that word. Hallelujah. Jesus. I never heard that scripture. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Spoken. And the context that she brought it on him, it was God. Woo! How many see yourselves? How many mothers on the line see yourself as a ship? God had, God gave that woman that. All the times we have seen this particular scripture, when the women conferences all over the nation, we talk about this virtuous woman. Hallelujah. But have you ever imagined yourself being a merchant ship? Ah, God gave you that today, girl. Jesus, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. There's quite a few callers on the line. I don't know nothing y'all can say, but let the church say amen today. Amen. I'm going to go down the switchboard today. Yeah, God, 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 God. Hallelujah. And if the Democrat is always at the top, he know how to get to the top. Hallelujah. And that's what we got to do. We got to learn how to get to the top. And when we get there, be like that merchant ship. You're carrying something for somebody else. Stay on your assignment. Pastor B told us to stay positioned. Amen, amen. I'm going to open up the lines right now. Minister Democrat, Sister Leslie, and then Mother Charity. That was the word today. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Minister Democrat, God bless you. All right. You might have his phone on mute. Sister Leslie, God bless you.
God bless you. Wow.
Hallelujah.
This is a great word for me. It was very encouraging for me. I have five children, and I want to say, like, up until around 3 weeks ago, I was, like, not really fully within my prayer life as I used to be, like waking up, laying on the floor, praying. And God has been bringing me back to that.
Come on.
And since he's been bringing me back to that, I've had less worries. I mean, I have the same bills, but I'm not worried about it. You know, I have the same finances. Just the things that worried me before, they don't seem to matter. And I know that's through God and through the prayer and reading of his word, you know. And me, sitting on this line and reference to all the mothers, you know, it's personal for me when my mother speaks, when Pastor Martin speaks on this situation, because I didn't understand what I know now. You know, as a child, all I saw was, my mom was absent. I didn't see, you know, that she was young and she gave her life to God and she turned her back to the world. But people judged her according to the past. Even those who raised me judged her according to her past and not what Christ was doing in her life. So, I envied and I had hatred in my heart for her because I didn't understand
God.
I didn't know. I wasn't told. And so there were times when I refused to call her mom, or I would introduce her by her first name. There were times when I fought her and just I did a lot of mean things to my mom. Even talking about it hurts because I can't see me doing that right now today. I can't ever see me trying to put my hands on my mom. I can't ever see me disrespecting or not doing for her. I do what I can. And Oh, God. I'm grateful that through it all, you know, little things could trigger you, and I'm grateful through it all that she didn't allow me to throw her off course. She just kept her hands to the plow. I'm glad when I went through the course of saying I was an atheist and denying the love of Christ.
Lord, have mercy. Such a God, such a God.
She just prayed me through. She was sending messages.
Yes.
I would ignore her calls when she called. I knew she was calling to preach at me or preach to me. And so I didn't...
Healing.
I didn't appreciate that. I didn't really understand, you know. And she was calling me, saying she was sowing seeds, and I'm like, okay, she planting something. I didn't really understand, you know, that she was that she was sowing seeds into my life, into who I'm becoming today. And I'm for her. I'm thankful for her. I'm thankful. I'm trying to express this. Trying to get this out fast.
That's okay.
Grateful that she didn't judge me when I chose drugs. You know, she prayed. She prayed. I would get so high, I would get lost.
Hallelujah.
No matter the hour of the night, I would call. Her and my dad would just come get me. Sometimes I'd have made it back home before they found me, but it was never a time. She didn't say not today. It was never a time that she turned me down for money. She was just strategic on how she did it. I had to go to church and sit through the whole sermon to get any money from her. And she kept doing that, and then one Sunday, it was just one Sunday, and I sat through the service, and she went to hand me money, and I said, no, Mama, I'm here because I want to be.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you.
I'm grateful.
Hallelujah.
You know, your children, they say your children will grow up and call you blessed.
Call you blessed.
I honor her today as my mother, as my pastor.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just thanking her, you know, and I'm like, I feel like I'm two steps behind you, Mom. I'm going to reach the top, and I thank you, and I love you. And I'm glad that you guys allowed her to speak. It's just so personal to me because I know her. It's personal. I know that when she preaches, I know it's the truth because I know her. And it just deals with me, my heart, every time. And I'm thankful that they're in her life, despite those who done talked about her, despite the attacks of witchcraft that was thrown at us. Nothing can stop the word of God, and he said that he will protect her and bring her out with a mighty cry, and that's what he's going to do, and I'm glad and grateful for today. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. I love you all.
Amen. Well, honey, that you're a strong woman. You're a strong young lady to just be able to speak and voice some of the things that you had inside of you. The enemy was trying to abort your destiny, and that's what he come to do. He come to divide families. He come to set daughters against their mothers. Amen. So that really touched me. You know, they call me the weeping. I'm the weeping sister on the line, and you have really touched me. I could hear the maturity in your voice. I could hear how God is healing you. Amen. And even in the midst of that, he's strengthening your mom. Because you are a great woman of God. Hallelujah. You are that virtuous woman also. Your mother didn't have five children, but you have five children. So God is giving you an opportunity to train up your children, even though your mother may have not been there throughout your whole upbringing. Amen. But when she learn how to walk in the truth, she's never deviated from it.
Hallelujah.
Glory. She never deviated. Amen. She has been that merchant ship. Glory to God. Glory to God. So you stand by your mother, honey. Stand by her. Sometimes I'll be 60 years old next, but my mother's almost 80. Amen. I don't like everything she say, even today. Amen. But I respect and I honor her. Hallelujah. And we don't understand when we're young teenagers and young girls and coming on into womanhood and what have you. But, amen, if we continue on, we'll understand it by and by. So I thank God for that wonderful testimony and that special tribute that you gave to your mom, Leslie. God bless you. Amen, amen. Minister Democrat. Ah, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise him. Amen. That's a word. Priceless. Amen, amen, amen. That means there ain't too many of y'all left out there that's doing what you're doing, woman of God. I appreciate this word. Amen. Appreciate all the mothers on the line. Like I said again, it was a mother that prayed me through, that tarried with me. Amen. When I was going through. So, amen, I can appreciate it. And I'm so empowered when I hear her daughter, amen, on the phone with her and whatnot. I said, you know, I said, Lord, you know, to imagine my daughter on here and being saved and sanctified. I was like, but if God can bring somebody out of prison after 20-something years, I said, Lord, I know you can do this. So amen, I'm just excited when I hear people, children in the church and whatnot. Amen. You sowed a seed in them, woman of God. Amen. Like you sowed into us today. Amen. So I appreciate that word of God. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers on the line. And amen. That was a rhema word. Amen. And I got mine. Amen. I got mine. God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to Mother Charity and then Sister T. Hallelujah. And then we see Pastor Beatrice, our son on the line, Jonah. He'll be right after Sister T. God bless you, Mother Charity.
Yeah, praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. By now, I mean, tears is running. Hallelujah, because that sister was real.
Yeah.
And I mean, she was letting you to know the before. Then she met the Lord, and after she met the Lord, the change in her life, you know, God, he is real. Hallelujah. Oh, my Savior, and I tell you the truth, God is so good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I do praise him. I'm telling you the truth, because when you meet Jesus, there's going to be a change in your life. Hallelujah. I felt the anointing and I felt the reality coming from that sister. I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, yes.
And I appreciate her life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You know, she's a prime example for other young women out there to let them to know what God can do. Hallelujah. Our God can change you and set you on straight street. Hallelujah. Amen, and calls you to live a different life altogether and hate that other life that you used to live. I'm telling you, a hatred in your heart for it. Lord, I thank the Lord, amen, for these young women on here that's talking today. I'm telling you, it is so wonderful that they able to see the before and the after. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord for them. Hallelujah. And I mean, you know what? I know one day there was, we was at a meeting, and this sister got up and she was testifying about her before life and after her life with Christ Jesus. And she was saying that she was a drunkard. She said, do you not know? She said, they called me the town's drunk.
Jesus.
Even Jesus. She said the partners that I drank with said that they hate to see me coming.
Jesus.
You know what? They used to pot up. You know, they didn't have much money. So the rest of the drinkers, they'd all pot up and get a bottle of liquor, you know, for everybody. And then what they did is everybody take a drink out the bottle, you know. They bottle up with each other. And she said she could outdrink anybody that was down there in her community where she hung out at. She had these children at home, And she was drank so much and all like that, she wasn't able to see after her kids like she should. So they had taken her kids away from her. Till she got herself together, she had to go into these different meetings to try to overcome that alcoholic and stuff, alcoholism. And as a result, you know, her kids wasn't with her. So she said, but when she found the Lord, my God, my
Jesus
saved her, because she said that she had a cirrhosis of her liver and all of that stuff, you know, from drinking and abusing her body. And do you not know that the Lord healed her when she got saved? The Lord healed her. She was able to get her kids back. And you know what? When she was talking to her kids to make apology to her kids the way that she had treated them, and they said, well, Mama, you know what? Said, we don't even remember that. Said, the Lord just took that out of their mind about their
mama.
You know, God is a wonder. Oh, I'm telling you the truth. And I was just thinking about that song as she was talking about that ship and all that cargo on there. I was thinking about that old ship of Zion. Hallelujah. I was thinking about he had landed a many a thousand. Get on board now. Get on
board.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel good in my soul right now.
I know that's right.
God is a wonder. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I want those young women to be encouraged today. Hallelujah. But God will take them all the way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And they'll be able to help somebody else. Amen. To find the Lord. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, praise God.
Amen,
great God.
Mother.
Yes,
amen,
Lord.
Mother, we go to Sister P. God bless you, Mother. Mother.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I thank you, praise God, for God just being God. I thank you, praise God, for this ministry, Evangelist Bernard, all the people of God. And I thank God for my godmother, and I'm acclaiming today she's my spiritual godmother.
Thank you,
God, for the word that she brought forth on today. And as she was talking about that ship,
it
is the ship of Zion, the mothership.
Yes, God.
She is truly the mother of that ship. I've never encountered a woman like her in my life. Someone who's always pouring out their heart, giving, opening for home everywhere
we go. Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord is with us. People stop us in grocery stores everywhere because she has truly the heart of God. And I see how she just empowers women and men. And it's no respect of person, it's anybody. And I thank God because a couple of years ago, right at the time I met you on the same day, and I met Evangelist Bernard on the same day, and I met Mom, Pastor B at her church when Evangelist Bernard was coming there to speak one Sunday. And God placed me in her life then. And ever since then, she's hidden me in her Psalms 91 secret place. And now God has placed me under her to be your armor bearer, to be your evangelist, to be here in our home to pray. Oh, pray for her because, you know, we always desired our pastors to pray over us. And, you know, they pray over our souls all the time. But no one ever thinks that they need to pour into their own pastor to get on their knees and pray for her. A person who just really loves God and loves our people.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God because the last few years he has put in all these beautiful, anointed women in my life. The Evangelist Adrian Bernard, Pastor Beatrice Martin, Lucilla Williams, Mother Stafford, of so many beautiful people, and Leslie Priest, you know, you're my goddaughter from heaven, just on fire for God. So I just thank and honor God. I'm just sitting here in our home, and all I can feel is the tears of joy, and it's empowering me to be a better mother, a better person, a better friend, a better evangelist, a better person, God. And I love you all. It's just tears of joy today. Thank
you. Glory to Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And your labor of love is not in vain. I just want you to know that.
Pastor, yeah.
Your labor of love is not in vain.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, those are tears of joy. Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
He's
you.
He's worthy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Had it not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be?
Oh, my Savior.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you even now, God. Yes. Hallelujah for the mothers, God. Amen.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You, amen. Even now, God, amen, for the things that you're going to deliver us through.
Oh,
somebody
glory.
Is responding to these mothers, God.
Yes,
amen,
Lord.
Amen. Pour back into these mothers even now, God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Even the children, amen, amen. These are birthing
Lord,
something
help.
Out of these spiritual
help
children.
Amen.
The adversary wants abortions. The adversaries don't want them to be born. The adversary don't want their ministry to be born.
That's
amen.
Right.
But in the name of Jesus, God, amen, bless these new verse.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, yes.
On this line, oh God. These
hallelujah,
mothers, God. Hallelujah, God. Bless
oh,
God.
Savior.
Even
hallelujah.
Now, God. Hallelujah. Cover, amen, all the mothers on this line, God. Amen. All the people that people are assigned to, oh God. From this prayer, God. Hallelujah, God. These testimonies, somebody is overcoming right now because of that testimony, God. Because of that, when we overcome. Amen. Because of the testimonies, God. Hallelujah. And the blood of the Lamb. Amen.
Yes,
while we're waiting for the woman of God to come back, amen, to God, just begin to praise him wherever you at.
Yes,
amen, 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 amen. Had it not been for him.
Hallelujah.
Amen, to God. God blessed you with a mother.
In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and the glory.
That's right.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Whoa, in the name of Jesus, my Savior.
That's
thank you, Lord. Thank you.
That's all right. Keep on praising. He's worthy of the praise.
Glory, glory,
hallelujah.
Glory.
Had I not had a mother, hallelujah, had I not had somebody that prayed me through in the midst of, while she was still going through, she still prayed for me. Hallelujah. While your mothers was praying for you, they was going through. So we thank God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, come on, somebody, amen to God. Begin to praise God. I'll enter into the spirit of the throne with thanksgiving and praise. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. I don't look like what I've been through. My mother that's been praying for me don't look like what she been through. Oh, but we thank you, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're worthy of the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I thank you. Hallelujah, God. I thank you. Even now.
Oh,
amen, 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 amen. God bless you,
Lord.
Lord,
you and you alone are worthy, Lord.
Come on, mother.
Yes,
hallelujah.
In
come
the
on,
name
come
of
on.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Ah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Amen, amen. The Bible said this is what he talked about. As they went, they got blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When Jesus prayed for them, amen, they didn't get healed immediately, but as they was walking, they got healed. As they were walking, they got blessed. Amen. And you keeping on walking no matter what you're going through. You done heard this word. Amen. It's activated something in me from just hearing that word. So I know it's activating something in you. It might be activating a memory. It might be activating a blessing. But God is going to do something because you, amen, prayed for this woman of God. Amen. And she got that word that came out of her. It was a rhema word for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's no coincidence you on this line today and you heard that. Hallelujah. I heard that woman of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. God's thinking the glory.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, yes, amen. We're looking for, amen, amen. Is the pastor still on the line? Is evangelist
yes.
Bernard on the line?
Amen,
amen. Maybe our call. Maybe our call.
Amen, amen.
Amen. But hallelujah anyhow. Amen. We're going to just praise him. Amen. While she's coming back on, and we're going to just keep praising him, amen, until she comes back.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because,
amen,
our Mother's Day is coming up.
Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. We're going to Brother Jonah. Let's go to Pastor Morton's son and see if he would like to have a word. Brother Jonah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jonah. Okay.
Amen.
There you go.
Amen.
Go ahead, brother.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Certainly I give honor to God who is the head of my life, giving honor to Evangelist Bernard. Amen. Giving honor to all the ecclesia, everyone in their respective places on today. Truly honor God for Pastor B. I honor God for a true servant of the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Somebody that is laboring before God. A true Proverbs 31 woman. Someone that is not just watching, but laboring. Amen. I thank God for the words on today that were spoken. Amen. Because if you just think about priceless, my God, there's something that was given to us that was so priceless, which was a mother. And if it had not been for the Virgin Mary, amen, a woman that birthed forth a child, my God, there would never been a man named Jesus. There would never been a situation like it is. So it's priceless to be a mother.
Hallelujah.
Because a mother is something that can't be replaced. A mother is something that the only thing that the Lord can get excited by saying be fruitful and multiply. Amen. So we honor the mothers today. I honor God for Pastor B. What such a tremendous woman of God. Such a somebody that's seeking the face of God in this hour to see what God has to say. Amen. And I just honor him today for all that he is saying and doing through this wonderful ministry and how this ministry impact in the nation. Thank God for you, Evangelist Bernard. I've enjoyed the last couple of days being with you all.
Thank
and
you.
Just a blessing to be able to be here. Amen. God bless you all on today.
Praise
amen,
the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Johnson. We praise God for you. Amen. Truly, it's been a blessing. God has certainly been moving on this line, and we honor him for what he's doing. We honor him for the spirit that he has in these women and these men of God that break this line. It's a blessing. Truly, we don't take it for granted. Amen. We're going to go to Jonah. Brother Jonah, are you on the line? I mean, you're on the line. Would you like to say anything?
Jesus. Glory.
That's your son, Pastor Martin. Maybe you don't want to say nothing. Maybe he has his line on mute, but we're going to area code 209. The last four of your number is 0150. Can you greet us?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am.
Thank you,
ma'am.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is National Mother Taylor. I just tuned in and right on time. I thank the Lord for the message on the
day. I didn't get your name. What's your name again?
National Mother Taylor.
Mother Taylor?
Yes, I care ministry.
Yes. Okay,
and
God bless you.
God bless you. I just thank God for the wonderful description that Pastor B gave in her talk. As I was listening, I just had tears in my eyes because it's just like, wow, this and wow, that, merchant this. And when she got to the bringing in the cargo, I thought of precious cargo. And you know how I have sown into people. I had a miscarriage in my life, but when I looked back and I thought about my mother who was gone, and I think, like I said, she could have been one of the mothers in Zion. You know, she would have pressed her way. But believe that our parents and stuff sometimes, whether they start something, you know, taking us to church or whatever, that sometimes they could just be passing the baton on, because I always sought the Lord. You know, my grandmother was the one that took me to church, and, you know, my mother studied, but I'm the one that kept on, you know, after that, going to church, and what have you. And I continue to look back sometime when I went and helped the state mother to set her table, you know, when nobody else would do it, and then to wind up being the national mother, you know, surpassing what she did. She was in the Bay Area, so I said, you never know where this walk may lead you, you know what I mean? And like I said, some
that's
of my
it,
friends are men, and I'm just like a mother to them. I'm always giving somebody, you know, try to give somebody the right advice, and lately I've been, like, giving them spiritual advice, you know, even women, even whoever, and encouraging people to go back to church, you know, giving some of my friends gifts and stuff, and it was just something different this year that I didn't know. And so my friend, they bought me a gift a little while ago, and I had gave them their gifts, and we've been knowing each other for a while, and it's just something about, like I said, this year that I decided to give the gifts, and to her mother while she was still living. And these are my first Mother's Day cards, and I had no children, and I got gifts, and I had, you know what I mean? And another thing is so special to me to be raised up under a pastor, for a daughter to be raised up under a pastor, and that's a special anointing to me. And I could hear, you know, Sister Leslie's voice, like, you know, to me it was like, I can't get the word for it, but somewhat of a guilt or something about saying that she was an atheist before. Well, God has forgiven you for that, because you turned your life around and serving him now, you know, whether you didn't believe there was a God. I know we all feel guilty about something, but when you come to Christ and he done made your life all over again, and you serving him and you praising him, and that's why you're going forth, you know, like you are. And I just want to say, you know, bless everyone on here. Happy Mother's Day to everyone.
Amen.
And
God
to not
bless
live
you,
it. I'll celebrate, you know, everything. And, you know, it just like I said, this year will be special to me. It looks like every year is always something different in God, and I just thank God for it. So God bless everyone. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going. I see Pastor Miracle on the line. God bless you, Pastor Miracle. So good to see you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, I got blessed today. When I called in Evangelist Bernard, I just felt the presence of God so strong. And the word of God, you know, it's that presence of God that make you, you know, your face kind of turn up. You make that face, and then your legs start shaking, and you throw your hand up, and you just start moaning. I just felt God. And I'm so grateful for the power of God that flows, you know. And you know, Pastor V, I'm thankful for your ministry today. And, you know, the part that really touched my life about the Proverbs 31 woman is when you were saying how, you know, everything that she did was not for herself.
All right.
Amen. And how the Lord has called us into to ministry to be selfless, you know, and to do that which blesses the house, which blesses the kids, which blesses the people, which blesses the ministry, which blesses the Lord. And I'm telling you, I'm just so excited. I love the spirit on the line today. I'm just excited about the fellowship. I'm very grateful. Hallelujah, to be a part of this precious fellowship. I want, you know, as the daughter was telling her testimony about God, how God had changed her, you know, it was just really confirmation. You know, how I was just sharing with another woman of God on the phone the same thing. So she was saying her son was an atheist. I said, no, that's, he's not no atheist. I said, that's just rebellion. I said, rebellion needs to be fed. You know, you got to, if you don't feed rebellion, it'll go away. If you love on it, and if it don't matter, and if you feed some unconditional love to a spirit of rebellion, it'll flee. I say, don't even be moved by that.
Hallelujah.
And I'm telling you, that testimony just blessed my life, that we can just stay consistent with the kids. Just keep loving them. Keep loving them. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, the testimony just blessed my heart, because the children will rise up. No matter what they go through, they're going to rise up and call us blessed. So I'm grateful today. I'm telling you, the presence of the Lord is still strong on this line, and I'm just giving him glory, fellowshipping with you all. Glory to the Most High God. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I tell you, we have, God was on this line, and God anointed Pastor B, thank you, Pastor Miracle, and all of you all that listened and tuned in today. This message have really blessed my heart. Amen. I tell you, I was a little cast down in my spirit a little bit today upon hearing something that wasn't pleasant. But you know, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty.
Amen.
Amen. And we have liberty on this line. Well, you all don't know how blessed you are to be. And this is not because this is not Sister Bernard's line. God gave me this assignment, and until I'm released, I'll be on this line. I just think about even Pastor Beatrice and Sister T saying, Sister T met Beatrice, Pastor Martin, as I was there to speak for her. She came with me, and I introduced her to Pastor Beatrice, who was introduced to me by our brother Michael Lewis. Amen. So I tell you, and even in the midst of Pastor Beatrice coming and celebrating my relocation celebration, you know, she was able to meet Evangelist Lucilla and Mother Carol Stafford, and then she was able to go on their line and minister to them. So I'm telling you, when your heart is pure, see, you don't have no reason to be jealous and envious of anybody.
Praise
and
the Lord.
God, and I'm not, I am boasting because I'm boasting in God. God has given me that gift where I'm able to connect people and bring them together. Non-denomination, no male or female, neither bond or free. That is a gift. And I'm not
intimidated. Hallelujah, Lord.
I'm not threatened. I'm not jealous. I love to see the people of God come together for true fellowship, where nobody is jockeying for a position. Nobody is jockeying to be the keynote speaker. See, that's not my assignment. My assignment is to bridge the gap. My assignment, amen, is to birth. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And that's what our commission is. We are to make disciples. We are to go out and compel men and women and boys and girls to come into the kingdom. That's what a family is about. A family is not based upon, oh, you did this for me, then you didn't do this one for that one. That's not family, and that's not love. Love is unconditional. Love thinking no ill. Amen. So it don't take anything away from me to see Sister T there in Pastor Martin's home and in her ministry. She's there to be a support to her. Amen. Yes. She's not there to cause her any grief. Amen. It's not grievous. Amen. So I rejoice when I see that, because you know what? These are friends. These are women and men of God that God has placed into my life, not for me to be a lord over, not to me for me to be lord over God's heritage, but you have to loose people and let them be free.
Let
them be free. He that the Son set free is free indeed. So I want you all to know that I love each and every one of you all. I don't have a jealous bone. My zodiac sign is Cancer. I am a giver. Amen. And that's what I do. I've been doing that all my life. Amen. Giving birth. Amen. And helping and assisting other
people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
To submit to someone, you will never be a leader. A leader has to have a submissive spirit. That's what makes a leader.
Right.
Submission. That's not taking anything to teach, to be there and serve her pastor. That's not taking anything away from her daughter to honor and serve her mother. But she needs to know that her mother is her pastor. She
Thank
is
you,
the
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
She watched for your soul. So, people of God, be encouraged.
Yes.
Submit to somebody. Submit to somebody
Thank
where God
you.
Can elevate you and God can honor you.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
And promote you where not where you'll be in the big seat. Hallelujah. It's not the person that sits in the big seat that gets the honor. It's the people that serve those that sit in the big seat. Those are the ones get the honor.
All right.
Those are the ones get the honor. The servant. Hallelujah. And I'm just putting that out
Hallelujah.
There to you all on the line today. Because guess what? God is going to hold us accountable for every word that comes across this pulpit.
Amen,
this is not
amen.
A church building, but this is a pulpit. And anytime
Yay.
You are sharing God's word, you have a pulpit. When you are
Hallelujah.
Preaching and teaching a word to people,
right.
it is a pulpit, and God is going to hold us responsible. And that's why
right.
I'm careful about the word that is being taught and ministered on this line. We have to live holy, people. We making fools
yeah.
some of the people some of the time, but we
yeah.
can't fool God at no time. So
Amen.
I thank God for that word today, Pastor.
Yes,
Patrick.
Lord.
I love you. From the moment I met you, there was a connection. There was love. There
Hallelujah.
Was honor. There
Thank
was respect.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. That's what it
Hallelujah.
Was. And so I thank God because I stay connected to people. And even if I did you something that said something that you didn't like and didn't understand it or vice versa, guess what? I'm big enough in God to say forgive me. I'm big
Thank
enough
you,
in God, amen, to forgive you also. Because if I don't
yes.
forgive you, then God will never forgive me.
Amen.
Amen. So I bless
Amen.
The Lord for the women on this
Hallelujah.
Line. I thank God
Hallelujah.
For the priceless mothers. I honor Pastor Beatrice today, and I salute her for the work that she's doing in the kingdom of God. There's
oh,
a great
glory.
Reward for you, woman of God. You are that merchant ship, and God gave you that word today. So we're going
oh,
to go
yeah.
to back
oh,
to Pastor
yeah.
B for her final remarks. And she, anybody have any prayer requests on the line? She'll be taking care of that. I did see Prophetess Darlene. She's been dropping on and off the line. I don't see her again. So, amen. So I'm going back to Prophetess. I mean, she is a prophetess. Amen. Pastor B is all of that. So God bless you, Pastor Beatrice.
God bless you. I love you, Evangelist Agent Bernard.
I'm
looking forward
I love
to hope it's in our heart to come down in September. We really want to come. You know, it's really in our heart. I just want to say that as God gives us, it, as women enter and out of you, and that's what it's all about, letting our life shine others. I truly thank and praise God for the honor to even be on this line and be able to share what God has given in my heart as well.
Hallelujah.
I just want to say today was a tearful, joyful day for me. First, it started off with the woman of God singing those songs and making me just cry.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And,
oh,
so,
yes.
God blessed me through my daughter today. And I asked you to
yes.
say, to hear her even tell me I'm blessed and you know, just longing to hear those words out of my daughter's mouth that she loved and appreciated me. Back then she didn't understand, but now she do. That's a blessing to my ears. And I just thank God for blessing me and uplifting my spirit, my daughter's spirit today on the line and blessing me. Amen.
Jesus,
it was
Jesus,
just
Jesus.
Awesome. Thanking God for my mother for the love that she's given me, my grandmother that went on to be with the Lord for the love that she has, and all those great women of God that he sent to pour into my life, all the different mothers.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Can't name them by name, but
Some of them are living. Some of them are, you know, I live with mothers. I've been in boot camp. You know, just mothers, you know. Even when my mother was praying for me while I was out there, God was putting me in the arms of other mothers. And other mothers were praying and tearing with me and teaching me how to fast. My spiritual mother, you know, all the different mothers that played roles, important roles in my life. And still today, he's bringing mothers, you. You know, he's still bringing other women into my life. And I'm just truly grateful that we can mother other mothers, and mothers can mother us. So that's just the love just keep going around and around. And that's truly a blessing. And I do plan to get out Mother's Day and go visit some mothers and see my mother and just be a mother to those who don't have mothers. And I thank him for the treasures that he brought in my life and allowed me to mother them. And, you know, at a time my daughter was jealous and she didn't understand, but now God opened her eyes, you know. It's a blessing for me, you know, that I could be a mother to mothers, to other people, you know, as in time that I wasn't. And I highly just thank and praise God for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we certainly thank God for you today. I tell you, tomorrow we're going a little bit higher.
Yes.
I did introduce to Pastor Beatrice, and she's had the pleasure and the honor of speaking for her there in Houston, I think, right after I left. Amen. Prophetess Cheryl Harrison. So I tell you, you better tune in early. Amen.
Yes.
She'll be with us again to close out this week, talking about the priceless gift of a mother. Thank God for Sister Deborah, Mother Charity's daughter, coming on, and just that girl is a look at the gift that God has given us.
Yeah, well, y'all continue to pray for her.
Oh, that girl got a voice on her, honey. That was a cappella, honey. She didn't need no music. She is anointed, beautiful gift.
Yeah.
Tell Deborah, I said thank you. Amen. So we're going to close on out. Pastor B, can you close us out with a word of prayer? And we're going to close out with all ship of thine. Mother, start talking.
All right.
Pastor B, start talking about us being a merchant ship. Amen.
All right.
We're going to hear Bishop G. Patterson singing all ship of thine. So close us out, Pastor B.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you,
Lord,
for your word that went forth on today. Father God,
glory.
We thank you. We give you all the glory and honor. You said, who can find a virtuous woman? Father, we just thank you and praise you for finding us. Oh, God, for going from our condition to our position in you. Father, being able to go out and reach lost souls. Father, thank you for your blessing that flows through us to be a blessing to others. Father, get up in the morning and rise up and pray, Father, that we continue to cry out to you as the captain of the ship, Father God, and as we continue to cry out that you will go out and get the cargo, and when the cargo come in, God, that we will begin to be a blessing to them, that we will love them, that we will tell them about you. God, we thank you for the precious gift that's called salvation that's in our life, God, that we can share this gift during Mother's Day, oh God, that we can tell somebody that Jesus saved from the uttermost to the innermost to the uttermost, that your arms are not too short to where you can say, God, I thank you for evangelist Andrew's heart, oh God, for the work of the ministry that she's doing out there, how the cargo are coming in, God, how you are the captain of her ship, God, how all those precious jewels, diamonds, indications, rubies that you must bring into her life, that you'll be able to pour in. That you'll be able to share with God. Move back around and start to extend your marvelous life. God, I thank you for the mothers that are all in your mind. Those same mothers, those mothers, God, that are there before in prayer. God, that knows what it is. Rise up, pray for their household. That knows what it is like slavery and bread. The bread of bread brings all the truth. Come in like a flood. You will rise up a standard against them. And Father God, you have raised up the standard. Standard today, before yesterday, as you continue to raise up the standard for this
But while the captain...
Ah, we bless you today, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Hallelujah.
Head on into an iceberg, and the unsinkable ship sank. But you don't have to worry about that on the old ship of Zion. Because King Jesus is the captain. King Jesus is the captain. Oh, King Jesus. somebody here tonight that you once had blessed fellowship with the Lord, but as time went on, you strayed away from the church, forgot about your relationship with the Lord. But I hope something will be said tonight during this recording that will help you to decide it's time to go back to Jesus. I'm going back to Jesus. I'm going back to Jesus. Going where living water flows. Oh, I can hear my Savior calling. Repent and tell the calling. It's not that the Lord left you. It reminds me of a story that I heard once that there was a gentleman, he and his used-to-be girlfriend, now it's his wife. They've been married 25 or 30 years. And they were just discussing, you know, what happened during the years, the interim of the years. And she said, you know, it used to be when we rode down the street, we were so close until people couldn't tell if it was one person or two in the car. And she's trying to make him feel responsible. He said, but baby, let me remind you of one thing. The car is still configured the same. I was driving, and now I'm sitting next to the door on the left, and you're sitting next to the door on the right. Who moved? In other words, he was still in the same place. So I just want you to know that if there's a relationship that has drifted apart between you and the Lord, he didn't move. He's yet where he's always been. He never... have left me alone.